I would like to start today with a couple of questions for you. Are you ready? Are you humble when you judge others? Sometimes. The second. Why is humility important in our relationships with others? We're talking about that later. Because in a world that often leads us to compare and criticize, it is important to remember to establish relationships with each other with empathy and awareness, recognizing our own imperfections and practicing humility. In today's gospel, the Greek word used for judgment is krino, which can mean both discern and condemn. Jesus invites us to avoid condemning others and instead to practice self-reflection and humility. Jesus encouraged compassion over condemnation. Whenever possible, brothers and sisters, we should refrain from judging people until we have sufficient knowledge of the facts. It is essential to evaluate situations rather than people. Let me tell you this morning about the dangers of judgment and the benefits of cultivating humility. Let's go to the dangers of judgment. When we judge others, we often overlook their complex situations, struggles, and hidden burdens. Let me give you an example on this. A sales associate of one store wrote a letter of complaint and sent it to a newspaper about shoppers using food stamps to buy, according to her, luxury items like birthday cakes and a shrimp, saying that people on welfare who treat themselves to non-necessities were lazy and wasteful. Many, many people send letters replying to the sales associate. One woman wrote, "I didn't buy a cake, but I did buy a big bag of shrimp with food stamps. My husband had been working at a plant for 15 years when it shut down. The shrimp casserole was for our wedding anniversary dinner and lasted 3 days. Perhaps," she added, "the sales associate who criticized that woman would have a different view after walking a mile in my shoes." Another woman wrote, "I am the woman who bought the $17 cake and paid with food stamps. The cake was for my little girl's birthday. It will be her last. She has bone cancer and will die in a few months." My siblings in Christ, we never know what others are dealing with, when we judge them. I call that blind spots. Let me tell you about another danger of judgment. Self-righteousness. Judging others can lead to overlooking our own imperfections. Let me give you an example. A man once called the police to report a speeding car. He called and said, "I have just observed a car speeding at over 100 miles per hour. The license plate number is," and he gave the plate number. The police officer thanked the caller for reporting this issue. Then the police officer asked the man for his license plate number, surprising him. The man asked, "Why do you require my license plate number? I called to report a speeding car." The police officer answered, "You know, it's illegal to drive and talk on your cell phone, right?" The call then disconnected. Ay, ay, ay. Self-righteousness makes you focus on others' faults while ignoring your own. Another danger of judgment. Harsh judgment. Harsh judgment can divide people and destroy bridges of love and support. The human heart and mind are complicated things. That is why Jesus warned against judging. Fostering humility is more beneficial than judging. And I found three things very useful for all of us. First, humility let us see our weaknesses and empathize. Do you understand me? Empathize with others. That is self-awareness. Second, humility enables us to extend kindness and understanding to people facing challenges. That is compassion. Third, humility helps us to be open to feedback and learn from others, allowing personal growth. That is openness to growth. Remember the two questions that I asked you at the beginning of my sermon? Maybe not, but I'm going with the second. Why is humility important in our relationship with others? Because it promotes empathy and understanding. When people feel valued and respected by a humble partner, friend, or neighbor, it deepens the connection and sense of belonging. Humility enhances judgment. It encourages thoughtful assessment, acknowledging our limitations without abandoning the ability to judge. And the big question, a third one. How can we continue to practice humility and avoid being judgmental? Focus on listening others without judgment, and seeking to understand before forming an opinion. Pray, yes, pray, please pray for insight into others' struggles and guidance to show compassion. The first reading in Philippians chapter 2, the first four verses says, in the words of the Message translation, the following that I want you to read with me. If you have gotten anything at all out of following Christ, if his love has made any difference in your life, if being in a community of the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care, then do me a favor. Agree with each other. Be deep spirit friends. Don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be upset with getting your own advantage. Forget yourself long enough to lend a helping hand. Brothers and sisters, these reflect Jesus' teachings. And this is the good news for all of us. And the people of God say, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how difficult it is to avoid being judgmental sometimes. And many times we think we have the right to do it. But as your children, we want to follow Jesus' steps. Help us to be humble and refrain to judge others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.